Netanyahu, Attack on Trump was Attack on All the Democracies. By Joel B. Polak on July 14, 2024. Israeli Prime Insider Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his shock and best wishes to President Donald Trump on Sunday after the latter survived an assassination attempt at a rally in Pennsylvania the day before. In a statement, provided by Israel's government press office, Netanyahu said, "Like all Israelis, my wife Sarah and I were shocked by the horrific assassination attempt on the life of President Donald Trump. This wasn't just an attack on Donald Trump. This was an attack on a candidate for the presidency of the United States. This was an attack on America. It was an attack on democracy. It was an attack on all the democracies. On behalf of myself, my family, the government and people of Israel, we wish President Trump a speedy recovery, continued good health and continued strength." He also posted a video on YouTube. Netanyahu and Trump worked very closely together during Trump's term in office. Though Trump broke with the Israeli leader after he congratulated President Joe Biden on his election victory after networks called the race in 2020. Trump took that as a betrayal, though Netanyahu had actually delayed congratulating Biden, so much so that it became a political issue in domestic Israeli politics. Netanyahu's relationship with President Biden goes back decades, though it is frosty lately, as Biden has supported calls for Netanyahu to be ousted through snap parliamentary elections. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.